Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
I think those remarks were offensive and reprehensible.
That's all the sweat just from my forehead. You should never be sweating this much.
Tony Hayward has done a great job for the company.
The school counseling faculty has decided that
bleeping retarded.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. It ain't
bleeping retarded.
Anyway, 877, I'd use that, you know.
Yeah.
877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. And as I said, we're here every night till 1 on the West Coast, 4 on the East Coast, where we take you through the looking glass. When we go to look for a little bit of this thing called truth, that's where we go. We go extra dimensional. You know, we go extra dimensional, man. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. And you can go to our website, which is philhendryshow.com. You can look at live streaming video of the show right now. And as ugly as I am, it's still pretty fascinating, you know, to see how we do the show, to watch how this thing is done, to watch how this thing is executed. When I say executed, I do mean, you know, like through the head. No, to watch how the thing is done and to enjoy it. So go over to philhendryshow.com, sign up for a backstage pass. We begin our podcast on iTunes Monday. That means every day's show, if you're a BSP member, you just go right on over to iTunes and, brother, it's loaded in. It's as good as loaded, if you'll pardon the expression. Also, we have archives. We've got a video archive. It's all there at philhendryshow.com. Check it out. Coming up tonight, a judge blocks part of the Arizona immigration bill and more crazy Mel Gibson audio. Plus, it's natural to be sexually attracted to relatives. We're going to be talking with Father James McQuarters about that here in just a moment. There is one study that says, yes, it is. Also, Mr. James Longdon, who is a father and a husband and a citizen who believes that Big Brother, the Obama Big Brother, has become finally just too intrusive. Steve Bozell will join us as well. 877-876-PHIL, our affiliate spotlight tonight on Boston, WTKK 96.9 FM, and in Burlington, Iowa, KCPS 1150 AM. So the story here is from the University of Illinois, and this is a study, as we were saying before the program, a study that you sometimes would expect to see, maybe at a lesser-known university, maybe at a foreign university. I know a lot of these kinds of studies come to us from, by way of, British universities, and I don't mean anything by that, but according to psychologist R. Chris Fraley of the University of Illinois, Biological science supports one's attraction to relatives. Why is that? In a study published in the Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin, Fraley found that humans are more likely to associate themselves with people who look like them. With us from Belmar Academy in Glendale, California, is Father James McQuarters. And have you read this, Father?
Well, I read part of it, Phil. Part of the study is specifically for professionals in that field. Part of the study was for educators in a general sense. And there was a series of notes and a discussion on this kind of data that was released to educators. And so while I don't claim to be a man of science, I don't have a doctorate in any kind of scientific art, I am an educator, and so to that end, we did see the study, and it's one of many that have come out from the advent of this millennium that are going to make things very, very challenging for us.
All right, now the story goes on. Wired magazine, where this also appeared, explains Fraley's methodology and results. People were shown a series of faces of strangers and asked to rank their sexual attractiveness. Before each of the faces were shown, half of the subjects were subliminally exposed to photographs of their opposite sex parent by flashing the images so quickly that they could couldn't be perceived consciously, meaning that these were subliminal. And so when they were then asked to pick a sex partner or someone that was very attractive, they came up with the images that were similar to their parental images.
That's true, yes.
And while rare, some coupled, apparently coupled relatives have come out of the woodwork of late. Is that correct?
Well, there is one couple in Australia. There was a couple by the name of John Deeds and Jenny Deeds. And they were on 60 Minutes not too long ago, in a 60 Minutes episode, about genetic attraction. And they did admit to having had a Hammer's relationship, sexual relationship, father and daughter. It's a very rapidly changing world.
Well, you know, it is a rapidly changing world, Father. So what I would ask you is, as a spiritual man, as a minister of the faith, as a priest, and I guess it doesn't matter really what religion we're talking about, God's law, how are you coping with this? How do other religions cope with this? How do other men of the cloth, men and women of the cloth, cope with this?
I don't know that we all have one uniform way. I think that we are informed always by the Bible and by the Word of God. And we're informed as well by prayer and reflection. And ultimately, of course, we are informed, those of us who are honest in our pursuit, not only in our pursuit of godly ways and the will of God, but to be in pursuit of the will of God is to accept life and to accept nature as we find it. And so, to that end, it is a challenge to take this information and to counsel, whether it is a student or whether they are adults or members of our adult classes who are making the very first important step in becoming Catholic. I know that studies have recently shown that homosexuality and lesbianism and homosexuality and so forth, more and more we are seeing that this is a normal state of affairs for the human being. It's not an abnormality. It's not a sickness.
That homosexuality, you're saying this as a Catholic priest?
Well, I think we know this as Christians. I think the progressive arm of the Christian faith, for those of us who are, as I said, open to the will of God and open to the nature that God created for all of us, the world that God created for all of us, we see now that homosexuality is a not an illness per se, and not an abnormality per se. And so we have to adapt ourselves to these new findings.
Well, how do you adapt yourself to this latest information about it being normal for, at least according to this, it's only natural to be sexually attracted to family?
Well, I think we do this by way of a great deal of prayer. We ask for our parishioners and for our congregants to pray for us and to help us and to support us as we counsel our young people and counsel people in need of life direction and of remaining in the path of Jesus and staying in the grace of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. And so with that prayer and with that support, we can begin to inform the tuition, the educational process, that sexually men and women are different and that some things are not as ill as you might think they are, that some things are natural.
Well, if someone came to you and said, Father, I'm sexually attracted to a family member.
Well, we would be able to take this latest information, the latest information that we've got here, and say that you are in the clear, you're not committing any crime, you're not committing any sin.
All right, so if someone said, I want to have sex with my sister, as almost like that's a standard, that sounds like a joke, doesn't it?
Well, it sounds a little bit like an old joke, yeah.
All right. You'd say you're all right.
I would say that that it's a normal feeling to have. Certainly there's a prescription against extramarital affairs, premarital sex, and so forth. But if it was just someone saying, in the confessional, for instance, you and I were speaking about the confessional not too long ago. If someone said to me that I'm sexually attracted to my mother or to my father, I would say to them that this is no longer an affront to God, that we know now that it's quite possibly a normal state of affairs. and so there would be no penance.
You would not give any penance to anyone who fantasized that way?
No.
And what if they acted out?
Even if they acted out.
But it is immoral for any kind of extramarital sex.
It is immoral. It is considered a sin. But this information is so new. And this series of reports and research is so new that if someone said that they had had sex with a brother or sister or relative, that I would not assign penance because of the newness of this, that they went and they acted out on an instinct that had long been suppressed because we had taught that it was a sin. And it turns out it's not a sin at all, and I imagine you're going to find in the first few months after probation like this.
That people are going to be having sex with family members because they've been holding it in?
Because, yes, absolutely. Because if this is a natural instinct, then a lot of people have been holding it back. And it's not fair for me as a priest to say that you're going to burn or you're going to rot in hell or you're going to go and, you know, you're going to go down into hell and rot there in pain when it's been a natural instinct all along for individuals to want this kind of closeness and intimacy with a family member.
All right, it's a lot to, like I said, it's a lot to process, isn't it?
It is, but it's a job that I've taken willingly because it is a difficult job, and we ask people to pray for us as we counsel people. They're constantly changing the research, and so Rome is no real help because they say, well, homosexuality now is not an illness, and it is normal for you to want to have sex with a family member, a son or a father or something like this. So we're constantly having to adjust.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL. I want to ask you one more thing, Father. You say that 877-876-PHIL, we're talking to Father James McCorders, that if you had a bunch of people coming in to the confessional and saying that I had sex with a family member, that you wouldn't necessarily give them penance.
No, I would not.
Because of the fact that this had been long repressed?
Well, I think that's, yes, it had been long repressed, and we find out that it's not unhealthy. So then I would say, well, then they were acting out an unhealthy instinct, and on some level they're entitled to some acting out in that sense, you know.
All right. 877-876-PHIL. Father James McCorders is on with us talking about the recent study from the University of Illinois that says it is natural to be sexually attracted to a member of your own family. So therefore, it's not sinful. And therefore, what he, as a Catholic priest and other ministers, have counseled against in the past, they're having to change how they view things. They're now counseling that it's all right, and the same with being homosexual and so forth. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here with Father James McCorders on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Show.
877-876-PHIL. On the line with me, Father James McCorders from Belmar Academy. We're talking about this study from the University of Illinois that essentially says having sex with a relative or being sexually attracted to a relative is a normal thing. Now, this is a psychologist. Do you know this man?
I don't know, Dr. Fraley, I think his name is.
Yeah, Dr. R. Chris Fraley.
But I have read part of the study, as I said, it's part of the study that was intended for a layman. I did not read the study that was a part for those who have medical degrees, but I did read the other part.
All right. He says that because of the familiarity, if people look the same as a family member, then we are more attracted to them. People were shown a series of faces of strangers and asked to rank their sexual attractiveness before each of the faces were shown. Half the subjects were subliminally exposed to photographs of the opposite sex by flashing images so quickly they couldn't process them. The other half of the participants were shown photos of unrelated parents. People who were primed with images of their own mother or their own father were more likely to find the faces in the subsequent photo attractive. So you take that information, Father McQuarters, and you give it to a Catholic priest or you give it to a Protestant minister, and they're counseling someone who's sexually attracted to a family member, and what do you say?
What you say to them, Phil, is that it is a completely normal and natural instinct to have. And you're going to, obviously, you're going to have people who are shocked by that, and they're going to be unsure of themselves, and they'll want you to repeat what you're saying. But you have to say to them, no, this is a perfectly normal and natural thing. And that, just like homosexuality, which for the longest time the church felt was an aberration or a sin against God, if you will, homosexuality, the desire, if you will, to have sex with a member of your family, all of these things have their root in a natural part of the mind and not an unnatural part of the mind. And you're going to have a lot of people that are frightened. You'll be talking to a lot of people that are frightened. Because most people think that this is a horrible sin.
Well, you know, it is perceived to be I don't know whether it's perceived to be a very horrible sin, but it's perceived to be something that is just so scary that people don't even want to consider this. And you're having to change a lot of years of training.
I'm not there to change. What I am there to do is to make people feel better about their instinct. And for a man to say that he is sexually attracted to his own daughter, certainly it's wrong for him to act on that. But it's not abnormal for him to feel that way.
See, that's one that I'll never be able to...
Well, you'll never be able to what?
I'll never be able to accept that. I'll never be able to accept that, that it's normal for a guy to be sexually attracted to his daughter.
Well, then you're not accepting science. And if you don't accept science, you don't accept God, because God is a part of science.
Are you telling me that if I'm not sexually attracted to my own daughter, there's something wrong?
No, I'm not saying that if you're not, there's something wrong. I am saying that if you judge that in another man, if you judge that in another woman who's sexually attracted to her own son, I'm saying that is where you commit the sin.
That's where I commit the sin?
That is where the sin is committed, yes. And I know that it is something that's a little backwards from what we have been accustomed to, but we've got to bring ourselves into the 21st century with the things that we know.
877-876-PHIL. Father James McQuarters talking with us about the new study saying that sexual attraction between relatives is normal, and that he, as a priest, has to take that into consideration. If anybody were to talk to him about that, confess it, he would tell them it's not a sin, it's a normal instinct. You even went so far as to say it's normal for a father to be sexually attracted to a daughter, and vice versa, Father. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Gina in Tampa. Go ahead, Gina.
Yes, but I didn't say to act on it.
No, hello? I know, but you said it was normal. Hi, Gina, go ahead.
Let me ask you a question, sir. Where did you go to seminary school?
I went to St. John's Seminary.
St. John's
Seminary was outside of Dublin, yes. It's in a place called County Meath.
So you went
to Ireland.
You went to school in Dublin, Ireland. What year did you graduate?
Let me ask you, where did you go to school?
To Catholic girls' schools all my life.
Even when you were a woman, you went to a Catholic girls' school?
From kindergarten to 12th grade.
I'm joking.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's not the same as going to become a priest, though, is it?
Well, sir, we're taught more than you are. We're taught more than you are.
Becoming a priest is far, far more involved than being a girl.
As far as Catholicism. So I'm a better spokesman than you are.
Well, excuse me, no, you're not, because this is information that is only relatively weeks old. This is only weeks old, the information Phil and I are talking about. So this is not something that you have studied.
Well, you know what?
It is something that I have to incorporate into the... I've got to incorporate all of this into our ministry and into how we counsel and our outreach with parishioners, regardless of their age. We live in this 21st century, which is a complex place. There's no question. And we can't stay still. You know that Catholics now believe that evolution is in keeping with the Bible and the Word of God. Catholics believe this. There was a time when we did not believe this.
All right, so we know that Catholics adjust their beliefs for contemporary stuff, but to say that it's okay or not a sin to have sex with a relative,
I understand that it's quite an adjustment, but it is a part of the modern literature on human psychology.
Let me ask you a question, sir. If you are backing scripture up, I would like to know what scripture that you are backing this weird belief up. Where is your scripture? Okay, if you are saying that you're a holy man, where do you find this in the Holy Bible?
In the Holy Bible, it simply says that wherever the least of you are, there I am. So that if there's a man who has sexual desire, shoot.
We'll be right back. 877-876-PHIL.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and our website is philhendryshow.com. That is philhendryshow.com. Later on, we have Mr. James Longdon on with us to talk about an incident involving his own family where he says the Obama Big Brother reached literally into his home and intruded upon the very privacy of his own family. We'll find out what he's talking about as we continue to follow this presidency and this administration, this train of political thought, this America, as we head toward the elections in 2012. 877-876-PHIL. With me is Father James McQuarters from Belmar Academy. We're talking about the University of Illinois study from Professor Chris Fraley, in which he says that sexual attraction between relatives is normal, and it is based upon the familiarity of facial types. And Father McQuarters, as a Catholic priest, we're asking you, how do you counsel this? Now, you mentioned the Bible before we go to another phone call. That you had, that lady asked a very good question, the last caller.
Yes, until I have a couple of cases, if you want, the Leviticus, of course, tells us that's, if I can find my Leviticus here, that should the raw flesh change and turn white, then one must go to the priest. And what that tells us is the raw flesh is the information, as the bread of the soul, you know, is the word of God. The raw flesh is the information. And if it changes and turns, is empty of meaning because of the new interpretation of the new way that society looks at things, then you go to the priest. It says, go to the priest for your counseling. And I also mentioned, of course, in Timothy, where Jesus said, where the least of these are, there you will find me. And this is from Timothy, and it tells us very clearly that even if we have the traditional view of an individual who might have a sexual attraction for his own sister or his uncle or what have you, I don't know, that is the least of us. There's no one that we can think of that is lower than someone that would be sexually attracted to their own uncle or their own father or something like this. But Jesus is there, you see. And that's where I come, that's where I fall down. If you were to ask me to draw a line in the sand and say, well, where do you stand, Father McQuarters? I say, well, this is scientific information that we've got to incorporate into our teaching. And I say, I fall down with Jesus. Wherever he is, that's where I am.
Well, Jesus said that, but he didn't say that those people were sin-free.
No, he did not say that. But he is much said. There was an awful lot that Jesus didn't say that we are taught. He did mean that, though, you know. And Mary Magdalene, for instance, is she going to burn in hell? No, she's not. Was she a sinner? Yes, she was. Did she commit sins of the flesh? Yes, she did. But we already know that once Jesus sees Mary Magdalene, that all is well in the world of Mary Magdalene, and that she will be furthermore entrusted with more and more assignments.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's take a phone call here from Jan, listening to us on KTNI in Denver. Go ahead, Jan, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, I just have a few comments about this little study that has been done, and I just believe that, you know, God didn't mean any of this in the Bible, and I think there's so many people that misinterpret the Bible, and I'm not saying anything bad about Catholic religion or anything like that, but if this is what they're believing or what they're studying or something, I would think that we as human beings could try to make it more so we're helping people look in at different aspects of how adults treat children. You know, we lock up pedophiles. We lock up people that are, you know, have problems with that.
I don't know what the lady's trying to. What are you getting at exactly?
You know.
What are you getting at?
I mean, I
don't understand what you're getting at.
I'm getting at is, you know, these people.
Are you mocking Catholicism? Is this against my religion?
For a reason. Pedophiles are pedophiles. That's people that go and mess with children. Children, they're innocent. They are our innocent people. We as adults and we as pedophiles and we as people like that.
Let's say you as an adult woman, let's forget about children for a moment. I'm talking about adults. If you were sexually attracted to your brother, it's not a sin according to the science that we have now. If you were to come to me and you said to me, Father, I've had feelings of sexual attraction for an uncle or a cousin, and I would not automatically say to you that you have offended God, as I would have in the past, prior to this information being released.
So don't we have anything else to do but study information like that? Don't we have, you know, obligations to our congregation, to our people, to say, hey, you know what, try to walk better in the light of the Lord?
Don't you feel better, though, that you have less restriction? Don't you feel better that, and I'm not saying that's what happened, but if you were to be sexually attracted to an uncle, at least you don't have to feel bad about that.
I wouldn't feel bad about it because I don't think that's right. I don't think that's a human feeling. I think somebody come up with something and they didn't have a, you know, they had too much time.
If you were sexually attracted to your uncle, you wouldn't feel bad, right?
Yes, I'd feel bad. That's not right.
I'm telling you that you don't have to feel bad now. I'm telling you, you don't have to feel bad now.
You want me to go to my priest and say, hey, I've got this problem and I need you to help me with it, and you as another human being can help me with a problem like that?
No, you don't have to. You're not listening to what I'm saying. I'm saying that you
can now. I am listening
to
what you're saying.
You don't have to go to a priest, because if you said, I feel sexually attracted to my cousin, my immediate cousin, now you know it's healthy. It's a healthy feeling.
It's a healthy feeling?
Yes, that's what I've been saying.
Well, I know, Father, but it's a very unusual thing. And especially when you're talking about having sex with your kid.
I'm talking about with an adult son. If this lady had an adult son and she was attracted to him sexually, it's no more abnormal than enjoying a banana as opposed to an apple. And that's the good news. That's the good news that we have for you. That's the good news.
There's no good news to this whole situation because it's wrong. It's wrong. It's immoral. God didn't say anything about it in the Bible, and if you can give me a verse, I'd be happy to read it.
God didn't come right out and say it's okay to have sex with your uncle, but he didn't say it's not. You know, he didn't say don't.
What did he come out and say? What did he come out
say? What did he say? What did he say?
I don't know. What did he say?
You know.
You tell me what he
said. There is no prohibition. He said, love everyone in Timothy. He said, wherever the lowest of you is, I am, is where I am. Wherever the lowest of you are, or wherever the lowest of you is, I am, that's where I is. And what he meant to say was...
Wherever the least of you.
Wherever the least of you. And what he meant to say was, even those of you that want to have sex with an uncle, you're all right.
Why are our prisons so full of these people? Why do we take them to a judge and put them in prison? Why do we do this sort of thing?
Well, we're not talking about putting people in prison just because they're having sex with an uncle, are we?
No, we're not. We're not doing that. That's what I'm saying. We may be putting people in prison for having
incest
with, like...
We have fathers have sex with children and they go to prison for it.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you, Jan, having sex with an adult son.
No, all right. Jan, thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to Carol. We have Carol in Greenville, North Carolina. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes.
Yes, Carol, go ahead.
Yes. Father, my point is, first of all, that's incest, what you're speaking about. And if you're...
Not with an adult uncle.
Never mind, not with an adult. If you're a Catholic priest and you follow...
Yes.
The rules of Rome and our Holy Father,
that is
incest, there has been no doctrine that has come down to the church with a change, and that would be a big change. And for you to go on radio.
You're talking about what part of the Bible, though, that prohibits
it? Listen
now.
Father.
What the Bible does prohibit is the abuse of children, but it does not prohibit an adult woman such
children?
As yourself having the abuse. What it does not prohibit is an adult woman such as yourself having carnal relations with an adult relative. Carnal relations.
Yes, it does.
I can tell you, no, it does not. Out of wedlock, yes, it does. Premarital, yes, it does. But if you are married to your own brother, it does.
If you're going to talk, then I get
used
to call.
I'm telling you. You're not a priest. You can't tell me. I'm a priest.
Listen, and you're
Wait
not God.
Are you telling me that you know more about it than I do?
Raised. Taught by priest, and my uncle happens to be a priest, and I've been around him. Yes, he is.
Well,
he's a Jesuit.
You said you were raised. B-R-A-I-S-E-D. I don't know what that means.
Raised.
Right.
I was... Now, listen. You may... I'm not going along with your son. Because, for one thing, you understand the English language very well, and then you...
Yes, I do.
Pull this joke, and we also have relatives from Ireland, so don't pull that.
It doesn't make any difference where your relatives are from.
I know that
in the Bible there is nothing prohibiting you from having sex with an adult cousin, a third, whatever you'd like, if you are with the sacrament of marriage.
And you
can't point in the Bible to me where it is prohibited by God, or the laws of God, or the Word of God. You cannot point anywhere in the Bible where that's prohibited, because it is not. What we have come to understand, and wrongly it would appear, is that these feelings are unnatural. Now we find the University of Illinois tells us that this is a normal feeling to have.
Now they're finding it after all these years. Isn't that funny?
Of course, this is what science does. Science discovers.
Okay, tell me this. You're a priest, and you're saying you're up on all the latest of the rules.
Yes, I try to be.
Okay, and
I have to live in this world, and the people that my flock has to live in this world as well, and we have to live in a modern world.
Yes, but listen. We don't have to become something else to fit in with how the newest fad is that's going around. Your religion, it's over 2,000 years old.
We have survived it.
And you're just somebody who is in with...
Carol, you don't want to blather. Carol, you don't want to blather.
No, I'm not throwing the blather. I'm telling you. You're throwing more than the blather if I had to.
Well, you're blathering now, and I'm trying to give you the word of God.
You're giving
pedophilia
me no
is
word,
only
God.
Pedophilia. If your son is over 18, it's not pedophilia.
You go home tonight, wherever you live and whatever your name is, and make an act of contrition if you know how to
what
say
it. What makes you think I thought it? I am telling you that if it's your son's over 18, and I don't know why he'd do this, but he's consenting.
Well, Father, you're getting into some areas now that I'm very uncomfortable with, and I don't care whether or not the Bible doesn't prohibit it. Okay? When you're talking about uncle...
All right, well, we can keep it on the uncle if you want. But I'm trying to be very, very strict in my interpretation of this. I've got people bringing me information saying, you know how you thought it was wrong to have sex with your own, you know, with your cousin? And I say, yeah, well, guess what? No, it isn't. You know how you thought it was homosexual is wrong? Well, it isn't. And we have to adjust. And we have to tell people. I know that you were attracted to your uncle, but now it's okay. And last week I thought it was a sin.
Listen,
I have to adjust to these things.
May I say something? Any human being that a person sees, they should love them in the way that God created all of them, and you love the God that's in them. This is not a physical God. This is not a physical love. This is a different kind. It's not the love between a man and a woman.
Have you ever loved your nephew? Of course you do.
I always loved him.
You love your nephew? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what if you got, you know, you started to feel a little something more?
I'm simply saying,
it's cool.
This is a very unseemly conversation.
Oh, Phil, you know, a half hour ago, you were all hot to trot with this.
Well, when you're asking this lady this question if she's in love with her nephew, that's the part that bothers me.
I'm trying to give people the good news of God's word.
The good news of God's word, huh? All right, listen, Carol, you've been very kind and very patient. 877-876-PHIL. The good news of God's word, if you're hot for your nephew...
I'm saying, if you're hot for your nephew, it's nothing you're going to get all wound up about, is all I'm saying. What happened to the lady?
I let her go. We got to take a break.
We got to take a break. Your voice is cracking. Because that's because you're cracking up.
You're cracking up. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Father James McQuarters on the new Word of God.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I am Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL and our website, philhendryshow.com, where you can watch a live streaming video of our show right now. Father James McQuarters is with us from Belmar Academy. Father, what order of priest are you?
I'm a diocesan priest. Well, I don't have a specific order, but a diocesan priest, which means that I am diocese-wide as a Catholic priest.
All right. And but you're at Belmar there, right?
That's correct. I'm associated mostly with the parish, and with what we do with our men's club and our women's club, and very little counseling at the school, but mostly with our adults.
Okay. When you talk to an adult and just perchance they were to say, I am confessing a sin, I had a sexual relationship with an adult member of my family, you're saying that you'd say to them what?
I guess I'd say to them that's fine. There's nothing to say.
Obviously they would be surprised. Well, they would say, well, Father, isn't that a sin?
Yes, I'm sure they would. I'd say, no, that's not a sin. Not according to the most recent information that we have at the University of Illinois. Now, yes, the church has to get caught up on a great many of these things. That's why I ask other people pray for priests, diocesan priests such as myself and others, that we're able to counsel our adults the ways of the world in a healthy way. But it's not going to say... For instance, lady, I had sex with a nephew, and I feel as if I'd like to continue. I could not, in good conscience, say to them, God looks at your sin and vomits it up from out of his mouth. I could not say it. Say that God is happy for you, and set them on their cheerful way. But to the larger point, of course, of whether or not this is a premarital or extramarital affair, that of course is one.
That's the sin.
That, of course, is the sin, yes.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Garrett.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Garrett. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I've got a question for the priest. You make a very clear distinction between adult consensual versus a minor, and you keep throwing the number 18 out there as an age. Where is the age of 18 said in the Bible? If you're going to go with the theory, go all the way. Show me how the Bible defines 18 as adult.
Well, the Bible defines children as those which are of innocence and still in their father's house.
But
and so a society as that aspect of Jesus' teachings, well, we do render unto Caesar that which belongs to Caesar, and that we use as that age, the 18. So that there is a distinction between child and between man.
But why 18? Why not 17?
Well, why do we have 18? Why do people get married? Why is marriage legal after 18? Why does the church recognize marriage after 18? This is a part of the fusion of religion and the society upon which it is built. Now, I know that you called
to try
choosing... to trip me up, and you're not. You called to try to trip me up. You're not going to do it. So why don't you make your point?
You're choosing to apply a societal standard.
You're in over your head.
Wait a minute, Father.
What do you know he's in over his head? He's talking about age. No. There's no age for marriage, and yet marriage is sanctified by the Bible as well.
You are choosing
unless, of course, this gentleman believes that marriage is all right when you're six.
One sense and not in the other.
I beg your pardon?
You are choosing to apply a societal standard, that of 18 equaling adulthood, and on the other hand,
exactly.
not
just
to apply
as we do
the
with
societal
marriage.
Standard of what incest is.
Just as we do with marriage.
That's fine, but marriage,
you didn't come loaded for bear here, you know. You came with your pop shooter. And,
you are applying a societal standard of 18 years
just as we do with marriage. Just as we do with marriage.
Why not? Why not 17?
I don't.
The Bible doesn't
very
say
good
anything
question.
That I can't.
But then, if you're a Christian, you'd know the answer to that. But we do apply the age of 18. That is the societal standard. Now blow it out your ass. And that's not very Christian of me.
Okay, that's about all I want to hear from you. Okay, thanks very much, Father McCord.
Phil Hendry.
The guy's really pissing.